yeah, we might be able to find that before. Because this center was given because in terms of the allocation, one is developing a submission before we move to another one. Any questions? Any questions? Okay, you may move on.
Is the Chemical and Allied Industries Association. The association expected to view that Part A of Schedule 4 of the Constitution should be amended in order to set parameters for the powers in respect of the environment between the national and provincial governments. Now, their issue is around time that it takes, time frame in respect of granting impact assessment. In our view, this is a delivery issue, and since the National Environmental Management Board is currently before the NCLT, and we also feel that this is something that can be achieved through legislation, it is our view that this should be directly to the Portfolio Committee on Environmental Assessment.
Any questions? Any clarity? Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. If that be the case, since the matter now is in the second half, now, if there's any further submission, where should it be directed? To the Portfolio Committee or to the Select Committee? It might cause confusion. In the portfolio committee when the matter will already be dealt in the house now in the second house. Yeah, we can just be able to change and just be able to modify the method of the or just request our own colleagues from the Environment Committee to respond to the chemical and allied.
Done by colleagues, the last submission from Mr. McQuenna, I am the author. to read or to state that the state, instead of where it states that the state may not unfairly discriminate, you want to say that the state may unfairly discriminate against convicted criminals and may not do so against the law-abiding citizens. So there are these two restrictive provisions that you want inserted into the equality clause. Now, the Constitutional Court has dealt with the reasons behind the equality clause. And as I said, the O'Regan differentiated between formal equality and substantive equality. And she expressed the view that the equality clause in the Constitution was adopted in the recognition that class discrimination leads to patterns of group disadvantage at heart. And she held that the need to prohibit such patterns of discrimination and remedy their results of a primary purpose of the equality clause. Now, this is in line with the need for remedial action. It's in line with international norms and certainly based on the international norms. It is in line with the constitutional principle too, as it also articulates in the Minister of Finance and another system. Now, constitutional principle too is regarded as one of the key attributes of a democracy and states that everyone shall enjoy all universal aspects of fundamental rights, freedom, civil liberties, which shall be provided for and protected by entrenched and justiciable provisions in the Constitution, which shall be drafted after having given due consideration to the earlier fundamental rights contained in Chapter 3 of the Constitution. Now, the drafters of the Constitution included all these rights and based on the international norms. And citizens' rights in respect of voting is the only aspect that has been dealt with in our court. So there's no other jurisprudence specifically on citizens' rights. But in any event, the court found that one of our founding principles entrenches that specific right, the right to vote. And in line with international law, therefore, it's very difficult for us to justify restricting rights of equality, because even prisoners, what we say is that whilst in prison, you must be treated fairly, that you don't then discriminate amongst prisoners and take on board the proposals then wouldn't fit in with the international norms and the constitutional principles. So whilst it's a matter for the committee to decide whether or not prisoners should have be left equal than law-abiding citizens, as it is, it's in our view something that the committee should not consider favorably.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, I don't think you want me to finish with you want to pause, because as I said, there are a number of issues raised in this submission.
Okay. What we should do, I think we should give you the necessary time
to consultation. Okay.
Members can be able to know.
His second point was on section 27(1)(a) of the Constitution, which deals with the right to health care. In respect of the right to health care, he feels that words should be included to reflect that people seeking health care should get speedy medical attention in public hospitals, because people often queue several hours, patients often queue for several hours. Now, in my view, this particular issue is not a matter for constitutional review, as it again relates to service which deals with the rights of children. This feels that in the section there should also be an obligation placed on children to respect their parents, to respect, honor and obey their parents as elders. Now in our view, children as most vulnerable groups in society have a special right where they are entitled to parental control, parental protection and so on. And now to put a correlative right in the right of children is a bit of a contradiction for us now to say that children also have the right to parents. But not only is that a contradiction, it's also not taken as a remedy, because children are human beings below the age of 18. And what kind of recourse do you have against a 10-year-old child who doesn't respect his parents? That is part of the parental responsibility. It's not something that the Constitution can contain, because it's not something that can be managed to enforce. Yeah, so that's the policy decision, but in my view, it can't, it doesn't make much sense. Section 165 deals with the outcome of court decisions, which Mr. McQueen, I think, sometimes are unfair. And he proposes that 165 of the Constitution be reviewed to provide that court processes may be interfered with. Now, this decides. This aside, this going against the separation of power structure, it would also obviously be the judiciary open to abuse or kinds of other negative interference. And it would also interfere with the correlative equality bias which people have. And in my view, this is not a matter open for policy consideration for those. Section 176.3, Mrs. McQueen submits that it should provide that judges' salaries should be reduced subject to work performance. This also would smack in the face with the document fixation of powers, because who would review the judges' salaries? That would erode the independence of the judiciary and undermine our founding principles in our Constitution. His last submission, dealing with Section 180, I don't fully understand. He repeats the wording of Section 180 and says that instead of may, it should include the word must. Now, Section 180, deals with other matters concerning administration of justice. 3. National legislation may provide for any matter concerning the administration of justice that is not dealt with in the Constitution. He wants it to read, national legislation must provide for any matter concerning the administration of justice that is not dealt with. Now, in my view, this is a bit of a difficulty. I don't understand what he's looking to achieve. It's very difficult for me to address this. But as it appears to me, the construction of putting in a must, but with any matter still there, you must legislate on any matter you consider still requires legislation, that would be a bit tenuous and difficult. So, yeah, unless I'm misunderstanding this, yeah, it's something I can't find any validity. And I want the committee to consider that.
Thank you, honorable members.
we may have our questions, we may have our strategies, we can make it.
I agree with everything that I said before. It's just that and I also agree with the possibly the legal points in regard to prisoners. But I don't fully understand it. A prisoner is sent to prison, being removed from society, and as such would lose most of the privileges and rights that we all have. I have a right to go to the spa shopping center and to the casino and to the Costco, but the prisoner doesn't have that right. Now when it comes to voting, we don't only allow that right, we create voting stations within the prison for the prisoners to vote. I don't fully comprehend how that decision was arrived.
Any more comments on section 9?
Do you ask for any of the correctional service committee was also dealing with this issue of prison time and the situation of perhaps the legal teachers to be cutting it to see what they come up with? They have done a very good comparative study of that.
Thank you, Chairperson.
My worry was actually on the section 28.
Okay, can we finalize this line?
Oh, nice. Okay. Are we agreed that we are living this line as it has been explained, and most in particular the principle around the healthy center system for correction? So all the programs that now the next one will be section 165. Can we? No. Section 27. Yeah, 2718. Yeah, 271. Can we have it in common? Right to health care.
Again, that service delivery, I don't think it should be.
That's right. And then
let's move.
Yeah, Chief. Yeah, Chief. I agree with my colleagues. Maybe for future, I refer to advocate Adikari under 3.1. The last sentence, they with an oversight function and can be referred to the relevant portfolio committee. Maybe it would be good to say referred to the relevant committee. Yeah, because if you start identifying portfolio committees, you know, say there's only one house in power. Won't get tired to present to educators that are people about some of these things. But portfolio is the next. Won't get tired to we'll keep on driving this country to others and others. 2 hours in power. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can we get to section 2813? Thank you, Jefferson.
Jefferson?
Yes, 28 actually worries me. It seems as if we're the only people who have the right in our children. And I don't think that really it should be the case. I remember when we were also dealing with the legal aid matters, where the legal aid matters in the representing children, and where a parent believe that the parent can afford the legal cost, then it does come that the court may order the legal aid representative. The legal aid may proceed and claim from the parent or the guardian whatever fee is there. And I find it very uncomfortable because children, if we talk of the children that are so disobedient, and seem to be having all the rights, and parents no longer have the rights. I think we need to look at the laws where the rights are to be limited, because we are dealing with delinquencies that actually are out of hand, when parents can no longer actually take control of children. And therefore, I think the endangered species are the ones in the and therefore, to me, though this is enshrined in the constitution, but I think I think it's clause 36 where we can limit this right. I think that clause needs to be revisited so that we know exactly how far can the right be for the children as well as the parents.
Proposing that the level will never judge the subject in the normal rather interesting.
add to section 180. Authority here in Mr. Nkwena has seen some of our legislation where it is stated that the Minister of Housing may build 40 square meter houses where possible. So he probably doesn't want to name, or he probably wants must build 40 square meter houses as a standard house. I'm not sure. Do you think he's so he probably wants affirmation. That is not how it is. You can't see that. I'm not sure. So again,
it's an empowering clause. When you use my, you don't use my, it's an empowering
is again.